The cruise and power setting table on figure 36 can be used to forecast fuel flow and true airspeed, and that way you can determine the amount of fuel required and the estimated time en route. Here's a problem. Determine the expected fuel consumption for a 1,000 nautical mile flight under the following conditions. The wind is calm. Pressure altitude is 8,000 feet. Temperature is 22 degrees Celsius. And the manifold pressure is 20.8 inches of mercury. The solution is find the fuel flow and true airspeed. Enter the chart at the 8,000 foot pressure altitude line and proceed to the right and identify which chart segment represents an outside air temperature of 20 degrees Celsius at 8,000 feet. We'll use the chart ISA plus 20 degrees Celsius. So we use the ISA plus 20 chart. Now continue reading to the right. Note the manifold pressure of 20.8 inches of mercury. The fuel flow per engine will be 11.5 gallons per hour, and the true airspeed will be 164 knots. Now, 164 knots for a 1,000-mile trip is equal to 6 hours and 6 minutes. If we took a plain old calculator and just went 1,000 divided by 164, the answer is 6.09. We can round that up to 6.1 hours, and you know that 1/10 of an hour is 6 minutes, so that's 6 hours and 6 minutes. You can calculate the fuel consumption by taking 6.1 hours times 11.5 gallons. You find that you've consumed 70.15 gallons of fuel.